craziest reasons you've dumped a partner? Be thinking about that when you hear this setting the bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Right. If you can manage to make it through the day without dumping a guy because of toilet paper, you're doing okay.
Toilet paper? Is he one ply and you're like, no, I can't live like that. I got to be at least 2-3 ply.
No, you were trapped on the toilet, didn't have any. So not sure if this was just for clout, but Jess, she's on TikTok. She explained that she is dumping her boyfriend because
I'm breaking up with the guy I'm dating because of what he did to me while I was on the toilet the other day. And I'm not joking. Like, I'm being so serious right now. So I'm at his house. There's no toilet paper. I'm like, damn. Hey, babe, could you please grab me some toilet paper? He said no. I already told you that bathroom's out of toilet paper. Sorry.
Yeah, so that's just the start of her rant. She goes on and
it is rude what he said.
Yeah, exactly. She goes on and that escalates. And so she calls out and she starts like getting louder. And then he apparently gets some, says fine, throws the roll of toilet paper in the bathroom, slams the door. She decides, you know what? Don't need to put up with this. Breaking up with you.
Okay. I feel as though that's an indication, though I think this is more about just the toilet paper. This sounds as though like this was maybe the straw that broke the camel's back, right?
Yeah,
it sounds like there was probably some issue. He didn't sound like the nicest guy.
No, not necessarily.
He's making a huge issue over the lack of toilet paper, not understanding that she needs that?
Yeah, I mean, a normal understanding partner would just say, yeah, okay, I'll get you toilet paper, even though maybe you razz him a little bit because you're like, hey, I told you there was no toilet paper in that bathroom.
Right, but then you give it to her,
right,
and you don't get mad about it.
Right.
I mean, come on now.
So some messages, craziest reasons you've been dumped by a partner. Got a message from White Collar Redneck, which love the screen
name.
That's fine. quote, it's too weird. Your mom is my dentist.
Oh, okay. I have so many jokes coming in my head right now. I don't think I should say.
Kyle said, she said that bees can only fly, quote, because they think they can. And I explained that, no, there's actually a physical reason they can fly.
Uh-huh.
A few days later, she broke up with me because I make her world, quote, less magical.
Oh, You're zapping the magic from my world with your facts?
Yeah, I don't need facts getting in the way of my magic.
Facts in my life. Okay.
I mean, this is a woman who obviously took the B movie as rule because
for sure.
Because there is a famous quote in the B movie where it's like, you know, bees shouldn't be able to fly because they're overweight bodies.
But they
can't read or they don't know.
I mean, looking
like that,
at bees, that kind of makes sense in my brain.
Bonnie checked in and said a guy once dumped me because I was, quote, too easy to get. To this day, I still have no idea what this means.
Okay. So you need to be more of a challenge.
Yep.
Got it.
Jess said he phoned me, met me for coffee, sat me down and said in a very serious voice, I'm sorry. I don't think we can carry on seeing each other. And it's because you're blonde. And even though I like you a lot, I just don't envisage my future with a brunette. Sorry, I just envisage my future with a brunette. There's a lot of big words there.
Wow.
So he envisioned himself.
He broke up with her because she's blonde. He's like, no, I see myself with a brunette.
Myself. Yep. That's what he said.
Oh, that can't get more shallow, I think.
All right.
Well, what if she didn't have hair? What if, you know, she's down the road and something awful happens and she doesn't have hair? It doesn't sound like he's the type of person that would stick around.
Hello, it's 2023. There's things called hair dye that have been around for a long time.
Right, but what I'm saying is he's not the type of person that's going to stay through, like, an illness that would make her hair fall out.
This is true. So, anyways, getting back to Jess. If you can manage to make it through the day without dumping a guy because of toilet paper, even though that could have been just the straw that broke the camel's back there, you're doing okay.
I think there was way more behind that.
Probably.
I feel like that.
That is your Setting the Bar story.